So, Father, we do rejoice. There's so many things that people or the world or ourselves or the enemy wants to tell us that we are. But we choose to stand and believe today in who you say we are. God, we rejoice in the identity that you have given to us in Christ. And we declare together that we are who you say that we are. We choose to believe it. And even where we may doubt, would you convince us? Even this morning as we worship, would you allow these declarations and these truths to wash over us, renewing our minds, renewing our hearts, that we would believe who you say that we are? And God, I pray that that would free us this morning to be people who worship you without hindrance, who worship you in spirit and in truth, who worship you as dearly loved, already accepted, already redeemed, sons and daughters of God. So we take our place this morning in Christ, and we choose to say, I am who I am because you, the I am, tells me who I am. Thank you. Thank you for this amazing work that you've done of transforming us, of changing us, of giving us a new name down in glory, a new identity in Christ. May we worship from that place. And Holy Spirit, would you come, even as we have worshiped already, even as we declare these things, would you move amongst us freely? Would you inhabit the praises that we lift up? Father, that your presence would dwell tangibly amongst us here. Transform us this day, I pray, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Ecclesiastes 5, verses 1 to 2 says, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. And so even this morning we began by listening to what the Lord has spoken over us and repeating that. And so I just want to invite the Holy Spirit in to lead us in this time of worship, so that we would be responding to you, God, and how you are leading, instead of trying to lead this time of worship ourselves. So we make room for you, Lord Jesus, to come have your way in our midst. Amen.
Surrender.
Offer our bodies as living sacrifices to you this morning as our true and proper worship. We submit ourselves under your rule, under your reign, unto your will. And we praise you, Lord, with all that we have, because you are good, you are loving, you are righteous, and you are holy. And so we exalt you, we hold you high, lift you up within our hearts and our minds, and we praise you for who you are. Amen. Yeah.
So we return the breath you gave with our praise. Oh, I won't let the rocks cry out in my place. So we return the breath you
and lift up your praises to him as you feel led.
You don't need us to lift you up. You're already lifted up.
Jesus, we praise you for all that you are and all that you've done. We thank you, Jesus, for the way that you love us, the way that you chase after us, the way that you've laid down your life for us because of your great love. And so, Lord, we praise you. We fix our eyes on you today. We seek after you. We desire to know you more. And so, Lord, we open ourselves up to receive the word that you have to speak over us today, Lord. We ask that our hearts would just be prepared and ready to receive the word. And Lord, we ask for your transformation. We ask that you would transform us more into your likeness so that we wouldn't take the truth and just walk away unchanged, but that it would transform us. And so, Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your word and the message that you have to speak over us today, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Before you are seated, if you have a Bible, if you would open it to the book of Matthew, to Matthew chapter 7. And as you do that, the children at this time.